This is Bob Oakes. What makes us or keeps us healthy often has nothing to do with what happens in our doctor's office or at a hospital. For example, paying for a vacuum cleaner to help asthma patients stay out of the hospital is not part of most health insurance plans. But that may change as Massachusetts moves to give doctors a budget for patient care and lets the physician decide how to spend the money. WBUR's Martha Biebinger looks at how a total health perspective may affect our health care.
The first thing I notice when I walk into Angela Griffin's apartment is that it looks really clean and smells like...
vinegar? Who would think to use vinegar to clean a household?
Griffin loves scented disinfectants and perfumed air fresheners, but she tossed them earlier this year and switched to vinegar, baking soda, and unscented Lysol at the suggestion of doctors who treat her kids' asthma.
If I'm using the perfume and stuff, their asthma is acting up, their eyes are bloating up.
Griffin got the cleaning advice at a Boston Medical Center clinic. A case manager brought over buckets and mops, pillow and mattress covers, and a new vacuum cleaner.
It's a very expensive vacuum cleaner. When he brought it in, I'm like, whoa. It grips to the rug. It goes different levels. So it'll really get down underneath the rug and pull everything up.
Before Griffin changed her cleaning routine, her son, Torin, was in and out of the emergency room several times a week, sometimes staying overnight. And now?
Torin hasn't had an outbreak in... wow, it's been months.
Boston Medical Center, through a federal grant, is spending $1,500 on a package of training and supplies for Griffin and for 75 other families whose children have asthma. Dr. Megan Sandel, who runs the asthma pilot program at BMC, says Torin's hospital care for the same period would cost $5,000 to $7,000.
So instead of purchasing nurse time and doctor time in the hospital, you're now purchasing community health worker time to go out into homes, and you're purchasing vacuum cleaners. In many ways, this is a better allocation of healthcare resources, and in the long run, people are healthier than they were before.
This broad view of health extends to housing, heating, and food assistance at some hospitals and clinics around the state. A program called the Medical Legal Partnership helps patients deal with utility shutoffs during the winter or code violations that make their homes unsafe.
You have to be involved as a healthcare organization that's going to accept the total responsibility for care in everything.
Gene Lindsay is the CEO at Atrius Health, the largest independent physicians group in the state. Lindsay sees more and more care shifting to the home. He mentions caseworkers who visit the elderly and roll up scatter rugs to help avoid a fall. Traditional insurance companies don't pay for these home visits. They could be covered under a global payment, where doctors negotiate a budget for their patients' yearly needs and decide how best to spend the money. Atrius, under Lindsay, is working with global payments to provide more preventive care.
If an organization is going to be successful in global payment, they need to be thinking this way.
But there are limits on how far providers are stretching the definition of health care under global payments. They do not pay for housing counselors or food pantries or help with heat, says Blue Cross Blue Shield CEO Andrew Dreyfus.
Global payments alone will not tackle some of these larger social and economic issues that contribute to high health care costs, but global payments will be a much stronger partner with public health agencies in beginning to address these issues.
The question, what health care issues should a global payment take into account, is open to debate now on Beacon Hill. Legislators are preparing their version of a bill to get healthcare spending under control and improve the services we receive. So tell us, what's most important for your good health? Add to the conversation on WBUR, our Facebook page, or on Twitter at WBUR. We'll post your responses along with this story on our website, WBUR.org. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.
This story was produced in part as a project for the California Endowment Health Journalism Fellowships, a program of USC's Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism.